Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
It's Christmas.
Yay.
When this comes out, we're taping a couple days early, but yes. It's going to be Christmas Eve when this comes out.
Our big celebration night.
Yep.
18 people, I think, are coming here.
Whoa.
And boy, I'm tuckered already, I still have cleaning and cooking.
So when the show comes out, we'll be partying.
We'll be having a big celebration. You won't be able to hear a thing.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
Yeah, lots of little ones.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas, everyone. And
Happy holidays.
I can't believe another year has gone by.
I know. It's an exciting time.
Yeah. So it was kind of obvious our Christmas tradition was to get together on Christmas Eve, and we used to watch slideshows.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Of like, if it was
childhood.
30, 40, 50-year-old slides.
Old family reunions. Yeah. And they'd have to, there'd be 50, 55 people in the picture, and my husband, his mother, his brothers would have to try and name everybody every year on that 50 picture.
Yep.
And it was like, I think I know them all now, and you guys don't have to worry about it.
It's like, who is that? Who is that? Well, that's got to be so-and-so.
Yeah, and you'd have a discussion about it.
Yep. So anyway, well, thanks for listening, everyone. This show is about wine. And so we're going to start talking about some wine, and hopefully we just make it a little more enjoyable for everyone. We hope that you'll join us each week for this wine journey that we're on. We learn something every week we do this show.
Yep, it's very relaxing.
Informative. Yeah. So I do some research, and so I learn some things, and we try to pass that on, and we like doing blind tasting. So
we do.
We'll do that too tonight.
Oh, you should tell them that we did get a comment about the red wine and Coke.
Yeah, I put that on there, but I kind of missed it. So we had a comment from someone that listens to the show, and they were saying they're not typically a big red wine fan, and especially not when it's dry red wine.
Right.
And so they said they kind of get bored when other people are drinking dark red dry wine.
Right.
And they heard the show on the cocktails where we mixed a dry red wine with Coke.
And they loved it. It added that sugar. Mm-hmm. It diluted the red wine a little bit for them.
Yeah.
And they were surprised at how well that tasted.
So they said they really felt good about it, because now if people want to drink that dry red wine.
Mm-hmm. Or they bring it to their house. They know how to adjust it.
They'll just take some and add some Coke and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that was good. We obviously like to hear comments like that.
We love that feedback. Love it.
Yeah. That they got something out of the show and really enjoyed it. So we did say we were going to talk about our favorite wines of the year.
We had a few that were super good.
Yeah. And so we were going to bring those up. Our very favorites. These were the three wines that I picked out for best of show.
Mm-hmm. And these, for 2025.
These are very inexpensive wines. And we gave them all four ratings. And we really liked them. And the first one was from our June 26th show, and it was a 2022 Madia Torre Zambra Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
Wow.
And yeah, that's a mouthful. We got that at Costco for $7.99. We loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of say Montepulciano d'Abruzzo is kind of a juicy, fruity wine, good for pairing with pizza. And we just really liked it.
Yeah.
For $7.99. So that was one of our favorites this year that I would really recommend. Another one was the Stonehill Dry Rosé, and that was $13. That comes from Stonehill Winery down in Missouri.
Such a good deal.
And $13. And again, we both gave it 4 ratings,
mm-hmm.
which is, we really like that. Great price and great wine.
Might be a little harder to get a hold of, but still worth it. Worth the effort.
And our last one, which we have not been able to find again.
Yeah.
Which I'm really disappointed in, but I think I can order it online. So I may do that. It was $14.99. We got it from Costco, and it was a Monastrell from Spain. It is a 2020 Infinito Monastrell. Again, we got it at Costco for $14.99. And this was, at least the way I remember it, one of my favorite wines from the year.
Mm,
I did
love that
wine. I really, really like that wine. But we both gave it 4s.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, that's 2 reds and 1 rosé?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And so we really like those wines. I did want to say we kind of gave Oregon Pinot Noirs, California Petite Syrahs, and we also had a Sonoma Old Vine Zinfandel. And we liked all 3 of those wines really well.
So they're getting honorable mention.
Yeah.
And yes. Again, all under $30.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, some of those Oregon Pinots can get a little pricey, but there was some of them that we got a really good deal on,
mm-hmm.
and were very tasty. So with that, we want to do a blind tasting tonight, just because that's what we like to do,
mm-hmm.
and see what we're drinking here. I picked out 2 Cabernet Sauvignons, and they're both from Chile. One difference is one of these is they call it a high altitude wine. So they said it's over 1600 meters, which a meter is over 3 feet.
Okay. So high in the hills.
Yeah. So around 5,000 feet up in the air.
Okay.
So let's see.
Are we going to be able to tell what characteristics with that high altitude?
Well, I don't think it has oak aging on it.
Okay.
That's what I read. And so I'm expecting it to be a little lighter.
Okay, so I'm taking a look at this. Very dark. Can't see your fingers through this first wine that we have.
Mm-hmm.
First Cabernet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The smell is very fruit forward.
Yep.
I would say cherries.
Are you getting oak on this first
plums
one?
No, I don't think I'm getting
oak. Really? I think I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Some vanilla. You get vanilla. I would say I get oak on this first one. It's got, to me, vanilla spiciness.
I just took a sip of it. Blueberry on the finish. I'm getting blueberry.
Ooh, I like that.
It's very straightforward.
It is very blueberry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. But not like a juice.
Hmm. Well, that is pretty bright tasting, isn't mm-hmm. it? Okay.
Smooth tannins. I mean, nothing bites.
Mm-hmm.
Good nose. Fruit forward. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Move on to number 2.
Yeah, let's
go. Coloring is very, very similar. Maybe just a little bit more to the violet in this one. Number 2. Oh, the nose is very different.
It's very different.
It's got more of that mineral or tobacco-y.
Is that what? I'm having a hard time telling what that is.
Yeah, it's just more, less fruit smell and more of the...
Much less fruity.
More of like, I don't know, raisiny, tobacco-y.
And I gotta admit, I am pretty stuffed up, and I am not getting a whole lot out of these.
This one's very,
I didn't think I was going to like this, but the more I smell it, the more I do.
The finish is not biting on this. It's just different. It's a little bit thicker tasting. I would be, both seem a little alcohol, have high alcohol content.
One was 14 and one's 13 and a half.
Okay. I would say number two is the higher alcohol.
Yeah.
But higher altitude, I'm going to say probably one is the higher altitude because it doesn't quite taste like most cabs. A little different.
Oh, okay. And I'm going the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the high altitude has a lot more character?
I would be shocked if one doesn't have some oak on it.
Okay.
I mean,
number one.
That certain.
That first one.
Yeah, I get tons of spiciness on there.
I would say the one that has that blueberry finish.
And, yeah, it did have blueberry finish.
Yeah, first. And that's why I'm thinking that's the high altitude. It also has the more alcohol, though.
I just think two is a little brighter, and I don't get that. It's not as fruit-forward, not as jammy, where I think one's a little bit more ripe fruit, not that high altitude, cooler climate.
Okay, well, what you're I'm the thinking. Expert. You're probably right.
Yeah, I'm the expert, but I'm normally wrong. So let's... No. Let's see.
I'm just the taster.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
Okay. I like to do this. Well, I'm looking. So number two is the high altitude.
Number two is the high altitude. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So
and what is the name of that wine?
So, well, let's do them in order here. Okay. So the first one we drank is the Santa Emma, and I didn't write this down, but I know I purchased that from Costco.
Okay.
It was like $7-$8 a bottle, and it got a 90 from the Wine Spectator.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Santa Emma Reserva from the Maipo Valley, Chile, Cabernet, and what it says is it's got aromas of cherries, prunes, with notes of menthol.
Menthol.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Menthol is like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah,
right?
I don't get it. I don't see that. Tobacco. And
tobacco. I don't really get the other one. Wow.
Yeah, I really don't get tobacco on here. It's very fruit forward, and I get the fruitiness, the spiciness, and vanilla.
So those prunes, it says prunes, must have been what we're thinking was the blueberry.
Yeah, I think I don't get it in the smell, but in the flavor.
In the finish, on the tongue, on the palate. And they're saying that it is perfect for grilled meats.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. Barbecue time.
Okay. The other one is, they're both 2019s. Another reason I kind of liked the taste.
Test. So different. They're so different.
They're very different. And a lot of that is just the altitude difference.
Mm-hmm.
But so the second one is a 2019 Vivindo Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a Chacapulte Valley, Chile.
Okay.
So a little bit different, different area. And it comes from, like I said, high altitude vineyard over 1,600 meters high. It has 14% alcohol, and like you said, you thought that was a little bit higher. It comes from Calyptra Winery, and there's notes of black cherries, fresh plums, blueberries, along with a floral hint.
Mm.
There is something a little different.
It's a heavier smell.
I think that's...
That's where I think I got that tobacco.
Yeah.
It has a much more...
There's an earthiness to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Smooth tannins. Really, smooth tannins on both of those.
Yes, both of them. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Juicy acidity on the second one. Tanked for 12 months and then bottle aged for another 12 months.
So out of these two...
Yeah, what do you rank?
What do you like better? Which one do you like better?
You know, I like them both, really. And they're very different.
They're very different. I think my favorite I would take home upstairs with me with my dinner would be the number two. Is the
Vendo.
The Vendo from what valley? Vendo is...
The Chakapul Valley.
Mm-hmm. And the one that's a little higher alcohol, which usually isn't me.
Okay. And that was... We paid around $20 for that one. Mm-hmm. So there was pretty big price difference in these.
So $20 for the...
And like, it was like $6.99, I think, for the other one.
Emma?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe $7.99.
And you preferred number one and I preferred number two?
Like I said, I like them both for different reasons. I think I probably... Well... It depends on what. Are we eating something with these? I think I would prefer to have number two with my meal.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm just... boy, that's a tough call.
Yeah, I'm
probably going to give them both a high for three.
I think I'm going four, both of them. I really like them both.
Okay, awesome.
And it's very small margin for which one I'm taking with me tonight.
They're very different. I like both of them and for totally different reasons. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of depends on what mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I like them.
Yeah. The Vivendo has a lot more earthiness to it, more complexity, I think.
Yeah. A little bit.
In my mind.
But they're both smooth and they're both have a great nose and palate and finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No complaints.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Recommend these. Go look for these.
Okay. Yeah. And I know Santa Emma, even though that's a real inexpensive wine, I know that winery is
doing something
really well thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and they got a rating of 91 on that.
90.
Or 90. Okay.
Yeah. Was it 90? 91. 90.
Yeah. 90. Okay.
Okay. I think that's it for tonight.
We're keeping it short and simple so you can get ready for your holidays like we've been doing all day.
Yeah.
We're probably going to go to bed early tonight.
I think that sounds good. Next week. Next week will be New Year's.
Yay!
And for New Year's, we've saved the champagne.
Oh, it's champagne night.
Yeah, so next week's show, I plan on having a little bit longer.
Okay, are we having one champagne, two champagne?
We're just having one champagne.
Okay.
It's a little pricey, so one champagne. Know. Yeah.
See, we can't get spoiled and go into the new year.
But we may drink budget. That whole bottle of champagne, so...
Are we going to talk about bloopers and...
So we're going to talk about some of our favorite things that happened on the show.
Okay.
We talked about our favorite wines tonight, but our favorite things in the show, things that we learned during the show this year, and then we're going to talk about 2026.
What's new and coming up.
Yep. Okay. And look forward, so... So very excited for that. And so until next time, happy wine trails to you.
And Merry Christmas.
until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye.